think it's a shame that the National Guard didn't kill more than four of those Jew revolutionaries.
We say people have been oppressed and colonized by imperialism and fascism have the right to get into those institutions, and by doing that are going to change the class nature of those institutions and are eventually going to lead to shutting down those institutions until we've destroyed capitalism.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, I am a Marxist.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, I am a Marxist.
Liberal.
Conservative.
But the difference between the conservative and the liberal is that the liberal is inclined, because of his desire to bring about change, to put more emphasis on the end than on the means. But the normal conservative is one who has and keeps in mind constantly the means as well as the end.
Liberals are good people who want the right things, but who often duck out when things get very tough, and who are essential believers in the system, that it will work if you grease it a bit and tinker with it, and that essentially it will come out with the right answer.
Well, a liberal, he can be found on many different sides depending on the issue and the times. He is more apt to change his mind from one day to the next than is a conservative.
A conservative is a person that wants to keep things the way they are, which means millions of people hungry, without homes, without jobs, without education, without many of the things that make for a decent life. Whereas a liberal or a radical wants to change things to bring about a decent life for everybody.
We will not fight imperialism in America.
Lasset die herrschenden Klassen vor einer kommunistischen Revolution zittern. Die Proletarier
will fight imperialism.
Sie haben eine Welt zu
gewinnen. With proletarian internationalism.
A liberal is someone that still is with the system or working for the system, but maybe their views are a little looser.
On the other hand, a conservative is a type of person who believes in the individual.
A liberal is interchangeably used sometime with left of center, as we all know, and then a conservative is more or less a status quo type person.
Liberals have been more appropriately, I think, in their opinion, would be called socialist. Conservatives, on the other hand, have moved in directions that could be classified as extremist.
I am not a liberal, and I am not a conservative. The words liberal and conservative are too ambiguous and have no certain meaning anymore. I know liberals and conservatives that don't like Jews and niggers. I know liberals and conservatives who do like Jews and niggers. I am a white racist, and a white racist is a person who loves the white race and is doing something to preserve it, and I'm proud to be a white racist.
We need people of all colors who realize the vanguard of the people's revolutionary camp must be the most oppressed. Those who always rely on actions and tested and proven theories. We must allow no backsliders, liberals, chauvinists, renegades, provocateur agents to cause confusion in our ranks. And on the other hand, we have no need for dogmatism and coercive force. We need unity among oppressed people and an understanding of Marxist-Leninist principles so that we may put our knowledge into revolutionary practice.
Of me to guess what's going to happen. I really think that it could erupt in something, or maybe it won't. Maybe it'll result in a right-wing dictatorship, maybe not. I think a lot depends on how people move.
If the current trend continues, I am reasonably sure that we have a better chance of having an extreme right-wing government than a left-wing government.
No, I don't think there's any possibility of the government becoming communistic or the people becoming extremely right-wing. I think people are more aware now, and you can't be aware and not want to help, particularly the young people. I think our revolution, the people who will be fighting the revolution are now in the second grade of school.
The country is being driven constantly towards a communistic form of government, and it has been for some time.
I think that there is a very definite danger that the action on the left could cause a hardening reaction on the right, which could, by fullest extension, carry itself to an authoritarian type of government.
I very definitely think that the right wing in America is driving toward a dictatorship, and that Richard Nixon, John Mitchell, and Spiro Agnew are the architects of that.
Well, we've been headed towards socialism, of course, for many, many years.
Save the people. Liberal. Conservative.
Save the children.
Left of center.
Right.
Save the country. Save the country.
Save the country.
Left of center.
Liberal.
Conservative.
Revolutionary.
And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is true?
I think there's many different forms of communism. I believe the Soviet type of communism is rather messed up. I think the Soviets are more capitalist than they are communist. However, I think a pure form of communism is good for large masses of people.
I don't know that much about communism. I read a little bit. It sounded like a good idea at first, but they're messing up their stuff too.
Well, whenever people have to wear the same clothes, have to have a haircut, their haircut and a crew cut, and government owns everything, tells you what to do, what not to do, when to do it, how to do it, and that's the main things in it.
You just can't be free in it. I mean, you know, like, the state owns everything. You can't really have your own views. Somebody tells you what to do, you have to do it.
I don't think there's as much communism in America as people say there are. Like, they say all the freaks are, every freak, there's back, you know, they're backed by a communist, and that's not true.
In the Communist Manifesto, abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax, abolition of all right of inheritance, confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly, centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state.
Campus violence is a quirk peculiar to a small portion of your generations of college students. It is to be abhorred. It can and must be ended.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I think that this present student generation reflects a philosophy of permissivism, which has been carried to the extent that no values, no established practices in the past are accepted.
They are tired of being drafted into wars. They're tired of the draft, and they're tired of war, and they want to live decent lives and peaceable lives, not be sent off to some jungle to be shot up, killing people of another color if they're white, and killing people of color if they're black.
As to why I think students have been so vocal in the past few years, I think it's mainly because they have been taught this in the
colleges and universities across the country. These students didn't go into college with the kind of attitudes they're coming out with. And if you look around and see the colleges that are having the worst turmoil, you'll find that these colleges have very left, liberal instructors, teachers.
Student unrest is the more natural outgrowth of an idealistic, concerned, and impatient age.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop.
Our response to those new laws is going to be to come back this fall on the campuses after a summer of building, organizing projects with revolutionary working class youth throughout this country. Our program is going to be to come back on the campuses this fall and hit them harder than they've ever been hit before.
War, of course, I think it's thoroughly indefensible, and I think students know it. There's another cliche, credibility gap. People are tired of being lied to, and young people are people.
They're beginning to reject a feeling that their life pattern is cut and dry, and that they have really no voice in what is being done and how they will participate in it as individuals. This frustration is carried over into their vocal dissent and feeling of rejection and their desire for something better. And there again, they have yet to come up with any constructive plan that will demonstrate a better way of doing things.
The liberals have helped us out a little bit. They've made it a little bit easier. And every time something happens that is extremely bad, or then that makes a liberal more radical. And the kids want to be heard now, and they think, quite frankly, that they're better educated and maybe a little bit brighter than the other people. And it's their right.
Legal tools must be sharpened and used against professors who advocate anarchy and students who practice disruption. Rules of reason and law dictate that such professors should be fired and such students should be expelled immediately before their sickness spreads.
But I know a change has got to come. A change has got to come, yeah.
Protest has become too easy in our society, and if they've really got the interest now in doing something about this, that they ought to be registering blacks, they ought to be working with drug addicts and the problems of people in poverty, and they ought to be on out and electing candidates that are committed to the cause of peace in Southeast Asia.
We're going to change it, you know, like it's all coming.
This is a time when the charlatans of peace and freedom eulogize foreign dictators while desecrating the flag that keeps them free.
How can you desecrate an American flag? Except burn it, or something like that. American flag, you know, like, for example, I can't see anything at all wrong with wearing a flag. If it's an attractive thing, it should be worn. If flying it upside down, that's not desecrating the flag. Our nation is in distress. We need, you know, and it's just a sign of that.
It inflames feelings and passions. It's a form of ignorance and arrogance which is never a credit to any person.
I do not think that it makes any sense to desecrate the flag or to condemn the Constitution, but I do think it makes sense to call for the removal of the President of the United States. The one that's in there now does not know what he's doing. He's carrying us down the road to disaster. He has no answer to our problems, and he's going to get us all killed.
Anyone who desecrates that is a traitor. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what the Supreme Court of the United States says. He who desecrates that flag is not exercising free speech, and he who interprets it as such is a conscious party to something that's not good for this country.
I know it's a free country, but I just don't believe in people desecrating the flag or showing any evidence of that. I'm just like this crowd. If they don't love this country, I think they ought to leave it.
Don't put it down. Best one around. Crazy.
This land of ours did not just rise up out of the Atlantic to greet Columbus. It was sought as a refuge from tyrants, conquered as great at great sacrifice, and nurtured into national maturity by the patriotic appreciation of those ideals that America symbolizes in the world.
Do I think that people are losing respect and pride in America? Yes, this is happening, by and large, to the so-called middle-class people in America. They are losing, of course, by default. They are losing very simply because they're losing their respect and their pride, very simply because they have sat back for 40 years and done nothing and allowed the country to drift into a state of approaching total anarchy and revolution.
There are many Americans who have never been able to participate in what we might call the beauty of America. Think of the millions of people that live in the ghetto, the millions of people who have suffered discrimination, and who have been for no legitimate reason deprived of the very things which cause us to feel pride when we think of our country.
Yes, I think people are not only losing respect and pride in America, but they're losing respect and pride, period.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his temple. His truth is marching on.
Are people losing respect and pride in America? No, I don't think they're losing respect and pride in America in the historic sense. I think they're losing respect and pride in the perversion and distortion that this generation has done to our historic heritage of freedom.
I think that what they've lost respect and pride in is the government of the United States. I think people still love their country, but that they're fed up with people getting into office and using it for their own purposes instead of for the benefit of the people.
I'm deeply concerned about the loss of respect and pride in America. I think this could best be rebuilt through encouraging people to do more things on their own and not look toward our government for the everyday necessities of life.
I think there's a resurgence of pride in America. All the kids are buying flags. They're flying them upside down because we're in distress. But they are buying flags. They're putting flags everywhere. People, the young people love this country. They want to change it. The young people are, particularly the teenagers, there are a lot of cop-outs now in the mid-20s that are saying, I don't want to be in this mess anymore. I want to go away to another country. The young people are saying, no, stay here and change it.
A new day's coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing.
This would be my immediate and first priority if I had the power to accomplish it. I would terminate the war in Vietnam. I would bring all of the troops home now.
One thing that is certainly very urgent today is to have a better understanding of our people and between our people, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Oh, I suppose if I could change one policy, I would end the war immediately.
If I could change one thing in America right now, one policy, one law, one belief, I believe that that one thing would be to immediately outlaw the Communist Party in the United States and all of the fringe groups that are now supporting, paying for, and promoting the Communist Revolution.
I would change the belief that capitalism is sacrosanct, that the system of profits, which is the same as capitalism, is necessarily right.
But we must be clear on how the final struggle will be waged. And we must be a part of that struggle.
At a communistic students, revolution. The
students must be opening up the campuses to the working class.
They have a world to win.
The working, class
working men of all countries
part
unite.
Of the proletariat and must be getting ready for armed struggle.
We have a revolution in America today. A Jew-led, a Jew-financed, and a Jew-directed black communist revolution. And on account of them controlling the federal government and the politicians, we have the federal government and the politicians protecting the revolutionaries.
That's right.
Get the gun.
Political freedom for everyone in this world, in this country.
The Jews are the ones that are sicking these black animals on.
Yes, I am a man.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Power to the people now.
Stood in constant opposition to one another.
We're gonna begin
an end of war.
Free press, 25 cents.
Radical alteration.
Exploit poor people. Love. Police.
Pig. Arlo Guthrie and Patty Duke.
Everybody should be free.
The low-life, sneaky, mangy, race-mixing dogs.
It is necessary to pick up the gun.
Or any creeping thing.
Everything's so confused.
I consider myself.
I believe that the fight is between fascism and democracy.
Challenge and opportunity in abundance.
Institutions which, though not perfect, though not
the establishment
perfect,
is just a loose amalgamation of all American
anyone
citizens.
Anyone who desecrates that is a traitor.
Everything's so confused now. People don't really know what to believe.